Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is second day of January, guys. A whole nother year to take it up the fucking ass and do nothing about it. Look what they've done in the last year. I mean, just shit. Well, I won't say nobody's done nothing about it, but goddamn, we ain't done enough. This should have been shut down generations ago. Anyway, January 2nd, 2023. I mean, I don't even hardly notice that anymore. It'll take me a few days to say 23 instead of 22, but fuck, man. Wow. I mean, time just rips by. It's amazing. To me, anyway, it just rips by. It just, fuck, we're gone like that. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 26 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 28 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it could trickle some snow. It could trickle some. There's a lot of water. I'll tell you that much. You know, we're getting, you know, like the runoff and stuff and wet. Just everything's wet. That's good. But I just still don't think we have enough to make up for 2 years of fucking unbelievable drought. But we'll see. It can't hurt a goddamn thing, I'll say that. U.S. government funds research on correcting, quote, false beliefs. We're going to get into a maze on that one, don't you? We'll talk about it when we return. Be right back.
It's the same old story, same old song and dance, nothing. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, nothing. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, U.S. government funds research on correcting, quote, false beliefs online. Now, I mean, what's true and false is either something's, I mean, it's an absolute. It's absolutely true or it's absolutely false. But I mean, who's going to be the judge? I mean, when all of this shit is subject matter, none of this stuff is based in fucking fact. None of it. None of it. None of it. So, let's go into this just a little bit. This is from Reclaim the Net. This was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from the TrenchesWorldReport.com. The U.S. government is funding a research on how to fight online misinformation by correcting false beliefs. Correcting false beliefs? That's opening a... Tell me about that subject matter. What is a false belief? It's when you believe, I don't believe like you believe, and every one of us is different. It makes kind of a conundrum out of it, doesn't it? The finding is in participation with fact checkers. What's a fact checker? Are you going to go along? I mean, how unless you get have documentation or you have a film of something that happens, you fast check it. Fact checking, but most of it's all just, oh no, that ain't true because the government didn't say. Well, it's like the guy on, you know, on the CNN broadcast. It just blew me away. I hadn't looked at a broadcast in, geez, a couple of years anyway. And this, running through the things, I said, stop just for a second. I want to look and see what they're doing. Because it was like, you know, CNN had moved from the fucking mainstream media to the net. And so I listened to this guy, and the first words he's saying, I says, you have to believe, he's serious as a heart attack. You have to believe what I tell you because they've declared that I am telling the truth. Who declared what? I mean, do you see what I mean? What a monkey fucking bunch of shit. That's why the Bill of Rights is so simple. To get to the truth is so simple. And to fucking have the truth enforced is so simple, but you gotta do it. On July 7, 2021, the National Science Foundation funded a project titled How False Beliefs Form and How to Correct Them. The USF, the NSF, I'm sorry, allocated $444,345 to Lisa Fazo, an associate professor of psychology and human development at Vanderbilt University. Since then, the total amount granted to the researcher has reached $506,478, as was first surfaced by the War Room Report. Okay. Published on NSF's website is the grant's purpose, which states, there is currently an urgent need to understand the real-world effects of misinformation on people's beliefs and how to best correct false beliefs. I just want to know who the deciders of is what's true or false. And what makes it true? Because your party said it? Because your group said it? Fuck you. I will decide what is true or false. I know how.
Hey,
yeah.
Can you explain this to me now? We are supposed to accept something from them, and they have passed a law where they say they can propagandize us and lie to us.
Exactly, man. If you want to keep everything on the up and up, make a penalty to it. I mean, the bottom line is the information that they're supposedly fact-checking and telling you whether it's true or not is subject matter that could be interpreted five different fucking ways. So, I mean, it's made to confuse because the simple truth is always the easiest truth. And the simple truth is that they're lying like a son of a bitch, that they have no jurisdictional authority. They're a fucking corporation like Walmart, and they're fucking goddamn, they're killing our people. They're killing people across the planet. And then we can always go back to the goddamn pedophile. So we got legs to stand on and fucking legs on top of those legs on top of those legs. They have no fucking legs to stand on. They have been caught lying, man. How many times do you have to catch them fucking lying? I mean, it's like these Trump tards. They know that son of a bitch. Well, just one little thing. I'm sorry. I gotta do it. Let's try it. Let's see what we're in here. Let's see.
My first hour in office, those people are gone. We will immediately terminate President Obama's two illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law and the Constitution to give amnesty to approximately 5 million illegal immigrants. 5 million.
Now, you guys tell me, was that a lie? Well, it was one hell of a lie, wasn't it? It was a bald-faced lie. And then when, you know, he came into office and everybody started seeing what he was going to do, we're saying, look, see, we told you, look, oh, wait, well, you got to give him time. Well, he got all the time in the fucking world, and he did not, he lied right to your face. You got to know that. I mean, goddamn it, I mean, I ain't no fact checker. I'm not trying to tell you how to think, but God damn it, are they gone? Did it happen? It didn't. That means he lied to you fucking right to your goddamn face. And that's why that son of a bitch got elected. But, you know, the bottom line is that the next one, I mean, he allowed the fucking goddamn power of the fucking executive to go get completely out of control, which there is no executive. So we have a goddamn aristocracy dictatorship. And that's what we have. And now they're going to, I mean, this is just right out of 1984. They're going to start trying, they want to teach, they want to tell you what you can think. Now, I mean, when you sit right there and I look at people, I want to ask one of you Trumpers out there, man, don't be afraid. Do it. Call in. Just call in and tell me, how can you possibly fucking support somebody that you know lied right to your fucking face? I don't get it. You'll come back and go, it's our only chance, our only chance. He said he wanted to build a bigger fucking government, a bigger fucking army, which he did build a huger fucking army, which we're giving to goddamn, what's my place over there? I have it written down here. Ukraine. Which we're giving over to Ukraine, and we're going to give it some to fucking Taiwan. I mean, they're selling this shit on the black market and filling their fucking pockets. I mean, where in the hell do you go with it? This believing? How can you believe in these? A guy like Hunter Biden. Did he? I mean, he was being investigated, and fucking somebody just shuts. No, he's not going to be investigated. You cannot see the fucking deception, the lie. Don't fuck with the Biden family. What are you, a fucking mafia don? Is that what you fucking think, bitch? But I mean, the whole idea that people will fucking look and they, and I mean, goddamn proven lie. This ain't just, and he even before the fucking election, he said, a lot of this is rhetoric. So what you do is you come up and you fucking lie to the fucking people, and this is supposed to be, in first place, your election is a fucking fraud. Because your whole goddamn organization is a fraud, your goddamn, corporation's a fraud because you couldn't create it because you created it in violation of the 9th article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Law of this fucking land, December 15, 1791. So you couldn't create it. But then you go on, and I mean the lie, it's been a lie ever since its inception. It really has. Lie after lie after lie after lie, and people just fucking take it. It's like when I look back at the films of the people in the depressions of the 20s and 30s, and I look at them, man, goddamn, look at how, dude, can you people count? Some of you guys just get back on the hill a little bit there and count how many of you there are and how many of them there are that are fucking eating fucking caviar and sipping champagne and just fucking take it away from them. You need guns? Take them. Better than watching your goddamn children starve. But I mean, those people, they bought the lies. You know, Herbert Huber, I don't know what's, I think it was Wilson. They said that I'll give you two cars in every garage and a chicken in every pot. So two cars in every garage, that's assuming you already have a house. You already have a garage. And probably one car. Maybe you got two cars and you're just promising you a chicken. But if you can see what I mean. And, you know, it comes out arbitrary. The money is fucking, it's corporate welfare. That's what is being taken from you when you fucking go out and you sweat and you toil and take the days of your life and dedicate them to your fucking family to make the fucking money to live, to raise a family and supposedly be happy. But then they turn around and they take that fuck. They didn't take it. We allowed it. We're just a bunch of pussies. We're sitting there. If there's $10,000 that was sitting on the desk in front of you and it's yours, and somebody came in, I'm going to take that from you, and say, no, that's mine. It belongs to me. No, I'm going to take it from you. And you got a shotgun laying in your lap. You're polishing it. I'm going to take that from you. And they just walk up and take it. That's what we are. I mean, nobody's going to convince me of anything different. I know how much fucking power is in this goddamn country with the American nationals and the unregulated militia. And for this shit to be going on, There's been no excuse for goddamn generations, this shit going on. Except before they could claim ignorance. You know, I can't get enough people to understand to get a fucking movement to stop it. They could claim that, but how hard did you fucking try? You got Major Jordan, now he fucking tried, man, he fucking tried. But it showed the people, I mean, the little things, like when you're growing up, we got the best government money can buy. That's so funny. No, it ain't. That ain't fucking funny. Because the Chinese got money too. Other countries got money too. And I think it was Jefferson that said you'd wake up homeless on the continent that your grandfather's fucking conquered. And you know, you sit there and I wonder the solution. That's all there is to it. I'm sure we all do. We all want to know the solution. Well, the solution is when somebody fucking lies, you mark them off your goddamn list and mean it. I mean, a lot of people who fucking, you know, when Trump was named King of Israel, and all they put an X through his fucking name, you know, yeah, that's liar, that Jew-loving son of a bitch, you know. And then fucking a lot of people fucking, I forgot to tell you about all the, when I was telling you I was going to remove these DACA bastards. First you have Barack Obama sit and tell you he's supposed to be a constitutional fucking goddamn scholar. Bullshit. But he sits and tells you that he does not have the authority to grant DACA to an executive order, and he doesn't. He wouldn't if the Constitution was real, but which it ain't. That's why they like to keep it so fucking complicated. It's hard for us to talk about, and then they want to start fucking with your first article right to fucking dock. And I mean, they have to cause total fucking confusion not to be able to see what is blatantly right in front of your face, and they're putting more blatantly in front of your face just out of fucking kicks, I think. I mean, they tell you this shit. They're telling you what they used to sneak and do this shit. I mean, some people would catch them and some people get shot. And, you know, if you weren't with somebody who could get it out real in a real big way, real quick. I mean, I don't know. Carnegie used to tell a story about there was like fucking four generals that were headed to Washington, D.C. to arrest the president and they had a plane crash. I mean, fucking. People getting shot in the back of their head from 4 feet away, but they committed suicide. But at any rate, I mean, again, here we go. U.S. government funds research to correct. What is your fucking belief? And is it false or is it? I mean, I believe that just from hearing that little piece there, that video, and thinking about what I saw, that Donald Trump is a two-faced, lying, elitist, fucking one worlder, Jew ass sucking communist piece of shit. I mean, that's just what I'm left with. That's what I'm looking at. He lied about big. That's what got the son of a bitch elected. Was saying he was going to get rid of all the goddamn illegals. Everybody knows it. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, you know, another thing that I really can't stand about the Trump talk is that the man sit right here and played the Hillary Clinton card with them. And when he got elected, everybody, we knew on this side, they was all, you know, swapping spit and, you know, rubbing each other's backside.
Yep.
But he literally went up and gave them a hand clap. They all are on the same team, and them fools cannot see that. He literally stood up and said, they are wonderful people. Bill Clinton is a wonderful person, raping and fighting women's faces.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it makes no sense, man. It makes no sense. And they can't see that.
Oh, I think they can see it. I think it's like an illusionist or something. If you just open your eyes big enough and just say it, you know, like the Goebbels effect. I mean, COVID-19 has been proven that there is no study to show it ever fucking existed. And the big year of the kill of the COVID was goddamn, there was nobody killed by the flu. I think that's pretty, you know, concrete evidence that they were calling all fucking flu fucking COVID-19. And the fact that the guy who built the fucking test, that P, I can't think of what exactly what it is. But the test put out a video in fucking October before he died, the same year that the goddamn this COVID bullshit came out, and said that it couldn't be diagnosed. I mean, you couldn't use it for that. And, I mean, he said by the time you got down to where a virus would be, it would just be topsy-turvy. Anything could be look like a fucking virus. And they didn't even do that, you know. The bottom line is we've known for a long time. And then, I mean, it came to the point till everybody fucking knew it was bullshit. I'm getting some kind of feedback there. Go ahead.
The guy's name is Terry Miller. As soon as he died, right before all this happened, he was saying,
huh? Okay. I don't know what's going on. I don't pretend to know what's going on, but I know what's not going on, and it's not the fucking Bill of Rights. It's not autonomy. We do not have what we're supposed to have, and we're sitting here letting it fucking be. And as far as falsehoods, you know, false information, shit, man, unless something's written in fact, unless something is put in, if something happens in fact, it's a fact. But I mean, just like the one, that's just one fucking goddamn, video from Donald Trump I played you. I got a whole fucking stack of them here. That's just one lie that he fucking told you. I want you, one of you Trumpers, to call in and tell me how you could ever fucking stand behind that fucking Jew son of a bitch again. Any takers? Didn't think so. Because that would defy logic. It would make you look like a stupid ass. Unbelievable. At any rate, where were we in this shit? Published on the NSF's website is the grant proposed, our grant's purpose, which states, there is currently an urgent need to understand the real-world effect of misinformation on people's beliefs. I mean, they're talking about your goddamn beliefs here. I know, hey man, just what about the people you run into during the day? Who's going to sit there and fucking, when you're having a discussion at the grocery store, out in front of the grocery store, out at the service station, was somebody that, you know, it's in the same town with you, sitting there, somebody going to fucking tell you what he's saying is, oh, that's not quite true. That's not true. That's just, no, that's true, but that ain't true. I mean, think about it, people. They're trying to make a goddamn battery out of you for the fucking Matrix. You don't even move or do nothing. They come and tell you what's fucking real. Fuck you. What you think is real, I know is bullshit. How about that? And I'm willing to fucking blow your bullshit the fuck out of my goddamn country to be left alone to think as I fucking will. By my will. Not by your will. By my will. It's my goddamn life. And am I... go ahead, sorry.
Hey, you know what? You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking in my mindset that they little COVID ordeal freaking open a lot of people's eyes with they, you know, children dying, relatives dying, and now all of a sudden now people are diving deeper into the rabbit hole. You know what I'm saying? Understanding, like, man, I've been lied to my whole life about everything.
Yep.
So that's what I'm thinking. That's why they're trying to push this out.
Oh, you're absolutely correct, man. I mean, they're trying to get some way to get a hold. The fact is, it's come out that, you know, when it came out that they had never even so much as stuck that shit in a rat before the FDA gave it goddamn clearance to be put in human beings. Not one time, not even one overnight to see what the hell happened. They just fucking did it straight into fucking human beings. That woke a lot of people up, especially the ones that were left alive and watched others die. I mean, that isn't how testing goes. I mean, straight to fucking, so I guess unless we're all just fucking rats to them. I mean, to the Jews, I know we're goyim, soulless animals. Why the fuck not? But when that came out, that proved a lot. You know, people have been screaming, no, it's bullshit. It don't exist. And how could you mix up something that you tested on for something that you don't understand because it never existed? And all your life you've been told there's no cure for the common cold, and there isn't. But this shit here, I think this is it. This may be the article that has, this is all bullshit. Okay. At any rate, man, fucking, If you can't, I mean, every person has to judge for themselves. We're all individuals. That is a goddamn fact. There's no two of us exactly fucking alike. So there is no, the standard has to be a fact that cannot be denied, a fact in nature. That is one, we can both walk up to the same fact. We have to come to the same conclusion because it is a fact. But when they talk about speech, like I said, what if I meet my friend on the corner? Is there going to be somebody there to tell me, oh, I don't know, you know, we might not be telling the truth about that. I'll go fact check on that. I mean, come on. How in the fuck did we get here? How did we get through a million years of fucking goddamn generation after generation being born? Now, I didn't get here because I'm a stupid ass. My people aren't here because they're stupid asses. But we have, I mean, through these communists, through mammon, tell the truth, through mammon, we have, that's what these, the Masonic Dirty Church cabal, that's how they chipped away at our Bill of Rights to the point till the communists felt comfortable coming in and infiltrating our schools and then infiltrating key positions as the fucking goddamn Zionist Jew pricks that they fucking are. No other goddamn, dual citizen can be in office in the United States of America. You can't have no goddamn, Italian fucking goddamn, Americans that are in key fucking power positions not even supposed to be in our government, for Christ's sake. You just gotta be a goddamn American in this, this next article. It's anchor baby married to dreamer, elected to Congress. What do you suppose her big cause is going to be? Now, these motherfuckers make more money than people that have worked their whole fucking life in this country that can trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country. This motherfucking bastard and this bitch cannot fucking be in our government. They can't. They're not natural-born fucking citizens by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, they're goddamn immigrants. You know, they talk about naturalization. Well, there was naturalization. We were all goddamn British after the war, after the uprising that was hijacked and called the Revolutionary War. We were all still British citizens. So we had to have a naturalization for that generation. And that's all the naturalization was ever for. That 14th fucking amendment ain't worth the paper it's written on. And we all know it. And we all know why. But that's what they're doing all this fucking nationalization under. You can't know. You don't get to be a national. You don't get what part of what I got, fucker. You don't get a piece of my pie. Get the fuck back to your country, you asshole. But that's what they're basing it all on, is the 14th amendment and that they have the right to nationalize people. If you suck up to the corporate administration of the state and the corporate administration of the fucking federal, then you get to be a citizen and you can be a piece of property, a subject. I mean, it says it right there. If you can fucking read and interpret it, you can be a subject, which means you're my property. Which, anchor baby marriage, I mean, I talk about this all the time. You know, they come in here, they're here 2 fucking months, and they're getting a $250,000 fucking salary as a goddamn congressman, and these motherfuckers can't even speak clear English. Not mention they're not fucking eligible to fucking rule over me. You ain't coming from another fucking, you're not coming from Nigeria, or wherever in the fuck you come from, and think you're gonna fucking rule me, you son of a bitch. My fucking, go back where you fucking came from, bitch. Go back to your own neighborhood before I have to put your ass back there. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and of course that was Hogs Always Get Some, but you gotta give some for they can get some. That's what we gotta keep in mind. You ain't gonna get none if we don't give it. And you can't give it by polishing the gun. Anchor Baby married to Dreamer, elected to Congress. What do you suppose her big cause is going to be? What do you think? What do you think she's gonna be? No, she can't be elected. We have to say, no, you're not going to do this shit. You're not going to bring foreigners in and put them in our goddamn government, you motherfuckers. Get her out now. Nobody can fucking even be a fucking in that unless they both their all their parents were fucking American nationals and they've been in the country at least 20 fucking years, period. Not that there's, if you've been in the country 20 years, that makes it okay for you to do it if you came in as a fucking dreamer, you came in as, in any way, fucking illegal, which is every way, because there is no lawful way for you to enter this country because you're taking it away from me, you're taking away a piece of my piece of the pie without due process of the fucking law. And you can't do that, son of a bitch, and we will back that goddamn law. They just think they've got the, I mean, they know they can get everybody here, but can they hold it? Because they can't. 590 square miles, boom, 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 boom. You think about that. It's like fucking Italy trying to control Libya. We won't quit fighting. We won't quit. We will not fucking quit. We'll fucking drive everyone out of here. And we're taking our gold back. You make no goddamn mistake about it. When we get our nuclear arsenal, things are going to fucking change. When the people are in control of the nuclear arsenal, let's see how you want to fucking treat us, you son of a bitches. And we will take control because we have superior numbers, we have superior firepower, all across the fucking board, including in the fucking military, that you can't even, you're accepting goddamn people that you wouldn't sell a fucking gun to on the street, now you're accepting them in your goddamn arm. I guess you want a bunch of fucking psychos, don't you? You want a bunch of people that like to kill and fucking, you know, kill 15 or 20 people at a time. You phony son of a bitches, and man, and people eat it up. That's like I said, the lie of it all. That's a lie. I mean, when we did that article, you know, they talking about, these people with ADL and all this shit, or ADF or whatever the fuck it is. I mean, these are psychos. But they haven't had no medication for, 3 years or something. So, to me, they got a right to have a gun on the street, no doubt about it. If they fucking fuck up, then they get shot or they go to prison. But, to say that that's what you're down to recruiting for, because all the men have left the fucking, your NATO fucking United Nations, paid for by America fucking Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force? Could that fucking be? I think it is. I mean, they came out. They think about it, people, the progression of things. First they come out and they try to convince you that they have this goddamn war machine that works like a fucking well-oiled, brand new fucking sewing machine, flawlessly put together by a watchmaker. And they fucking act like, man, all they gotta do is give the command, boy, and then they've tried to make their big fucking move with the fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist program. And when the fucking program falls apart, people, you know, it don't take long to figure, goddamn, everybody knew they were lying to us by then. So many people didn't want to admit it. But everybody knew, everybody knows it's a fucking lie. Everybody knows they removed the law that said they couldn't use propaganda on us. Why would they do that? They're supposed to be your fucking servant. Remember, that's what they sold you. You Federals, I'm a Federalist. Yeah, you were one of them or you were a retard. Anybody that fell for that shit, and I don't think, well, they didn't try to get the people to ratify the Constitution, so I don't think very many people fell for it at all. They could see it for exactly what it was, and they went straight to work to get a Bill of Rights to fucking put it in check, and they did. But unfortunately, it depends upon we, the people, to fucking enforce it. Which you would think would be an honor. Which you'd think would be like, fucking you, fuck you, look what I got, buddy. Boom. You ain't still in my goddamn country, but goddamn, people just... You see people, you know, I seen some people over the few days here, this holiday bullshit. And fucking, everybody was in agreement. Everybody didn't want to go nowhere. It's no fun to live no more. This is what they've done. This is what they said they were going to do. They were going to take away, you know, we were going to have to live with a whole lot less and be a lot less joyful so that they could have a golden fucking lid on their toilet bowl on their 200-foot yacht. Don't you see? We're living too well. And when we see them, we're not in awe. We're like, we hate you, son of a bitch. I'm going to kill you and take it all. And we are. You've stolen from us, you son of a bitches. We're taking it fucking back. And there ain't nothing you can do about it because there's just too goddamn many of us. But I'll tell you people what. I mean, you sit here. I talked about the fucking laying the pistol down on the table and watching it. You know, if you sit here, could sit here for, you know, whatever, 1,000 years, whatever it took, and you just watch it, it would go turn right into a fucking goddamn, it'd be a hunk of lead and a bunch of iron oxide. It'd just be rust, just a pile of rust. But if you take that fucking gun and you fucking use it, it becomes a tool. It's a tool we're refusing to use. Why? Well, I don't get it. They intend to kill every one of us. They hate our guts. They hate our fucking guts. Get that through your head. They've been taught to hate our fucking guts because they're dim-witted. Bordering on the edge of fucking retarded, fucking goddamn communists, and they go and they tell them, they'll repeat any fucking thing. That's why, you know, if you look in like, movies like The Czechist, once they get fucking control, they start killing each other. Because that's the only threat to them. I mean, shit, the population, I mean, they're letting fucking four guys walk in and take 100 without even fighting. You know, I think about that with Stolen Easton. He talks about how every tap on the sidewalk, people fucking cringed. Every knock on the door, then people really they shook and they trembled. And there'd be a guy with three guys with him, with rifles, and he'd go out and collect 100 fucking people. 100 fucking people. Three guys with guns. What's wrong with that picture? I mean, you talk about cowardice or ignorance, or you can't even call it ignorance, because they knew what was going to happen to them. Why didn't they attack those two guys with those guns? I mean, does anybody have an answer to that fucking question? Because they had been indoctrinated that you can't beat the... That's a good communist one. They got fucking four of them son of a bitches against 400 of you. You can't beat us, oi. You can't put up 50,000 commercials and... We'll put it on billboards. We'll put it on fucking signposts. We'll drive it into your head. You can't beat us. You can't. Yeah, we can. We don't read your fucking billboards. You don't. And your fact checkers, you can shove up your fucking ass. I know we can kill every goddamn one of you. If we couldn't, you wouldn't be as afraid as you are. You wouldn't be fucking using biological poisons on us on a worldwide basis. You're shaking in your fucking boots and you fucking know it. Just like the scene here, you know, about the Dreamer. They did, I mean, Anchor Baby married to Dreamer, elected to Congress. In what fucking state did this happen? The mainstream media constantly, regales, the public with tales of woe designed to guilt us. Here at CNN, the calendar year 2020, about Anchor Baby they ain't even said her fucking name yet, or his name. Dildia Ramirez walks toward the microphone, determined to make her message heard. It's time. It's in the past. It's past time that we deliver on the promise that we made to our dreamers. Now she just fucking. What the fuck is she here? She came in as a kid illegally. She's an illegal alien, And nobody can make an illegal alien legal. You did what you did. Did you cross fucking, I mean, it's like the arbitrary in the law. That's why it ain't law, because it is arbitrary and capricious. Oh yeah, I mean, there are laws, you know, there's laws on the books that these fucking aristocrats made back when they fucking were when they had to keep us fooled. And they had to keep the people behind them in spite of the fact they robbed them fucking blind. They could never get enough. I mean, the Great Depression was not necessary. The Second Depression wasn't necessary. None of these recessions are necessary. It's just when they come to rake it in, man, to rake and rake. They can't get enough, man. So, what with this bitch here, man, it doesn't say how long she's been here. Promise, on a crisp morning day, she came here when she was, I think, it said on there somewhere when she was 12 years old. So you come here when you're 12 fucking years old. You got people here who are generationally, I mean, before the fucking even this country existed, are generationally here. You know, we don't want none of those American nationals that own the place. I bet she came in as the fucking illegal. Oh, she did. She's DACA. So she came in as she was illegal when she crossed the fucking border, and now she's sitting in your fucking Congress helping to give your fucking country away to her countrymen. Just like those cocksuckers down on the border. Your border patrol. Look at every one of them. They're the last generation to cross illegally. Which it is, it's been illegal for a long fucking time. But the bottom line is, the laws are in place. I mean, they made laws against what they're doing. They won't, but the administration has decided not to enforce the law. Arrest them. Military arrest. That's treason. You son of a bitches, you're allowing invasion. That's a simple one. And you ever wonder why, I mean, like, you know that there's retired generals out there across this goddamn country. And, you know, high up colonels and lieutenant colonels. I mean, some people with real clout. But you gotta know that every one of them's a fucking Mason. Or they'd be out there. So they'd be the ones speaking out to you instead of me. They'd be the ones like, you can't allow this. And when they came up and they told you the Bill of Rights, which is written at a third grade level, you'd be, that was a colonel that said that. It has to be true. I mean, that's the mentality of the fucking people in this country. But at any rate, where are these? I mean, where's the generals? Where is the general that's going to stand up and fucking say, I mean, I know four of them went over to fucking China to,
China.
China, yeah.
Saudi Arabia.
Yep, Saudi Arabia, they're over there building their armies for them. And Taiwan, we're over there building an army. But what's to keep them from bringing, because they're all together. This is an international corporate. They try to act like there's some kind of division in it. There isn't. These are corporate, hostile corporate takeovers. These are corporate fucking deals. These are corporate fucking contracts. And we, the people, are to consider corporate fucking property. Now, some of us have fucking, you know, declared ourselves individual free sovereign nationals and declared our fucking rights and our superior fucking jurisdiction. But the majority of the people out there, they don't even know who they fucking are. If they did, they wouldn't, I can't say they wouldn't allow it. I don't understand these people. Just like the Trump tards we were talking about a while ago. You know that motherfucker lied to your face. He lied to your face. He knew he was lying. How many times did he do it? We'll take the firearms first, and then we'll give the due process. The due process, I mean, process means you got to go through this process to get to where you can take the gun, to get the jurisdictional authority. Well, we'll just take the jurisdictional authority, and then we'll go get the jurisdictional. What? No, you don't have it, son of a bitch. You try to take the gun without the jurisdictional authority, you get shot. And the only place you can get it's in the common law court, because that's my right to have the common law. And you have to do it through the fucking procedure in the fucking common law. And you never get one fucking gun. In fact, you always get hung because you have violated the fucking second article to the point of it's over 40,000 violations of the law. And you son of a bitches, you get, when whoever's the next, we're going to make it that far. I don't know how far it's farther we can make it. You can't just keep pumping digits into a fucking computer and expect it to turn into fucking products and stuff by magic. That's why you're seeing product shortages, actually, that are being covered up by the COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. Because these products are futures. We're going to do this in the future. It's just like the food that you know, it comes out of the goddamn fields. Like this year's crop in the United States was sold 3 fucking years ago, probably to China. China will be by our worst enemy, you know, those ones that we're having to spend billions of dollars right now to fucking arm Taiwan, because those damn dirty goddamn Chinese that we just sold a fucking ton of our fucking farming land to, that we can't sell our farming land to, that is a fucking act of treason to sell our fucking farming land to. Well, they're coming to pick up their goddamn produce because they contracted for it 5 fucking years ago. And that's what's wrong with this whole goddamn corporate, welfare system. That was the price of corporate welfare, is that you would fucking betray your country. But you know, I've never seen nobody that's working these licenses. And then they're the ones that get to go on the fucking trips. They're the ones that have the fancy brand new cars. They're the ones that are fucking, they're living good off of their 30 gold pieces of silver. They're living real fucking good. And they're a handful. I mean, this whole goddamn thing, from the top to the bottom, you take the goddamn, the industrialists, clear from the fucking top, man. There's probably, the number decreases quickly when you start heading upward. And you're not talking about that many son of a bitches that are fucking billions of people. And the billions of people are taking it. And it has to be a matter of communication, cowardice, or ignorance. That's the only thing it can be, because there is no other excuse. We could kill them all with our bare fucking hands. And everybody should be able to see that. But then to get people that's why they let, like, the division in the religion. You got Muslims, you got goddamn Christians, you got Jews, and they all have the same God. And I always thought this terribly interesting. They all have the same God. Now, Moses was a disciple, I guess, for God. He was one of his messengers. So God comes down to the burning bush and he talks to Moses. And then Moses goes and brings the tablets down and everybody's fucking partying. So he busts them up, whatever, all that bullshit. Okay, there's one of your prophets, okay? Now, this is the same God, remember. That's what we got to keep in mind. So he told him, this is how you should live and this is what I want you to do and all this happy horse shit. And then comes the Christians. And they have a different fucking message. Because now God's decided to send his only begotten son to be crucified upon a cross to forgive the world for its sins. I mean, that's kind of far-fetched to me. But at any rate, fine and dandy. That's cool. You can believe what you want to believe. But it's the same God. It's the same God. And you see then throw in the Muslims. Now Muhammad, he supposedly, he was instructed by God. The same God. It's all the same God. Now this perfect God who never makes any mistakes, I mean, it really can't be said he never makes any mistakes, because it sure seems like it's the whole religion from that God in all three fucking aspects is clear full of fucking bad decisions. At any rate, you fucking look at it, and how many people have been killed for these three different interpretations, supposedly from the same perfect God who he wouldn't tell fucking Moses one thing and then turn around and tell Muhammad or Jesus another thing. Now, would he? Would he do that? Somebody did that, you in your own fucking circles, you call that stirring up shit, wouldn't you? But I mean, is it because these people, it comes down to, it's all written in subject matter by kings. Kings wrote the Bibles, man. They're the ones that, when you had to have you believe that that cardinal standing on their shoulder truly represented God, and that the king was supposed to be king, sitting there in his shit, drinking goddamn the finest wine from a fucking golden goblet and fucking off with his head, and I mean, being a king, you know. But I mean, same God. And how many people have been killed over fucking interpretations of that? Well, you got the Torah, you know, the Old Testaments, and then you got you got different versions of the Bible. I guess the King James Bible is the one that fucking was in the church I grew up in. But you got the King James Bible, and then you've got the goddamn Talmud. And you look at that Talmud, and you look at where it says that you can screw a three-year-old. It says it, man. And fucking, it's said it all along. And you hear it promoted on television, and George Bush made it the official fucking law of this land. The Talmud. And it's religion, and it can't be. It cannot be because it is not fact. In fact, it's chaos is what it is, and murder. But you see, again, I want to understand the same three God thing. I mean, it's the same God. Three different disciples went out and fucking, or prophets, I'm sorry. Three different prophets. And they're what they prophesized or how it was fucking interpreted was so poorly done that millions of people have died over the years over fucking the interpretations that don't match on these three people who were instructed by an infallible God. And we kill each other for that. But the mentality of the fucking people is what I'm getting at here, people. The mentality of our people. What is the mentality of our people? I've been wondering of late. I mean, what would you fucking believe? I mean, you go back far enough and people believe that, you know, the sun went around the earth. I mean, you can go back in time and you can find some strange fucking beliefs. But this one fucking matter here, because it is the thing that's really affecting the fact that we're not taking care of business. It's one God. How is it that fucking two different men can take the fucking Bible and read it and be at odds with each other? Is it that imperfect? Did the perfect God make that imperfect of a fucking Bible? Or did he send down the instructions down imperfect? Was he so imperfect in his interpretation of the words? You see, it all comes down to fucking natural goddamn, the most natural things in the world, hearing, interpretation. And then you got your people here who are going to interpret shit for you now. They're going to tell you what things mean. Now you think things have been chaotic in the fucking past. Well, they're not going to, you know, they're going to say that fucking speaking out against the goddamn government is wrong. It's wrong. It's all misinformation. This is a wonderful government. They fucking love you. Yeah, I know you're cold. Hey, you people under the bridge. Now just calm down. You people living under the bridge with your children, you calm down. Now this goddamn government, it fucking loves you. It loves the world, and it loves peace, and it loves tranquility. That's why we're living in a living hell, because they're driving the fucking bus, because you son of a bitches keep going out and playing election. Stop it! Unregister to vote. That's the only way anything you do means anything. If all of the American nationals in this country unregistered to vote, it would tell them one thing. I mean, it ain't going to go vote or no confidence. They know. I mean, in private, they will know that goddamn son of a bitch. That's a whole lot of fucking people. I think they've told us they're done talking to us. They're done with our fucking games. And we're not going to fucking fuck with them. They're going to fuck with us. They're going to take us out of here. We're going to remove your fucking corporation that was put here unlawfully. We're going to remove your 14th Amendment that was put here unlawfully in violation of our law. And we are going to take back the jurisdictional authority, and we're going to take that Constitution. We're going to burn that son of a bitch because it is a goddamn unlawful document. And you know it is. Never fucking goddamn sanctioned by the people. Never ratified by the people. You are not ruling with the people's consent. You are ruling against the people's consent. And you fucking know it. Anyway, enough jabbering for a Monday. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Hope everybody had a tolerable New Year's. But we're looking at, it was 364 more fucking days of fucking tragedy. How far will we let this go? Shit, only time will tell. That is the word from the trenches.